Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is building trust in people. Yes, trust. So, how do we start building trust in people if we have trust issues?
How do you eat an elephant?
Yeah, slowly, I guess.
Yeah, one bite at a time.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jess. Yeah, this is a big topic here. It's an important one, but it's a big topic.
Yeah.
Right. I think first we have to learn to trust ourselves, that we will pick people that are right for us, because otherwise we sabotage ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I certainly have in the past. I would like to think today that my picker is much better than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But at one time, no. I just let everybody in.
Yeah.
And I got clobbered. But I didn't trust in myself. You know, I think that the abandonment wound is most likely the culprit behind a lot of our choices. You know, we become addicted to people, relationships, control, all that stuff, codependent stuff.
Right? Yeah. Yep, for sure. But not really. That's what we were talking about this morning. And I'll just speak for myself today, but just not completely fully, you know, I've never fully committed myself in a relationship with a woman. Like, there's always been, and I'm, there's more clarity about this today. Always have the backup plan of the man. Like,
I was going to say, it's not the woman, it's the man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Always have the backup plan. So not fully committing myself and fully putting my trust in that person.
Yep.
And that does stem from abandonment.
Yes, you're right.
And I've been working on my trust issues for 11 years. 11 years. Trust issues.
It doesn't matter. Time doesn't matter.
11.
That's world time. Does not matter. Years.
And here we are.
Yeah. Well, here we are is actually probably a good place, even though everything's messy right now.
Yeah.
I think it's an opportunity to heal that wound.
I think it is an opportunity. I think, and I that's probably the weird, twisted part of me that gets excited. Like, I don't know what that is, that probably knows healing is on its way. Because when things are really messy, healing does always come from that. Always.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like it's a child's thinking. If I fully put my trust in this person and then they leave, well, I'll be completely abandoned. Like, I will have no backup plan. Like, what then?
Well, and then I'll be free.
Yeah. And that's my little girl. That I know that's how she felt. Completely abandoned.
Yeah.
So that's not today, but it's still that fear.
Yeah.
So yep. How about you? How about you and your trust issues?
Well, I've learned to trust myself for the most part.
For sure.
And learn to trust myself, and I have definitely made better choices and more careful. And it's not how many people, it's just about the quality of the relationships that I'm in. I think before my requirements for a relationship was whoever was in my life. I don't think I had any boundaries with that. But today I do. There's just certain things in a relationship that I need in order for me to be vulnerable and intimate. And I have, I have put trust in people in the past that I shouldn't have. And that's on me. So today I'm just working on making better decisions, but I see that my abandonment wound is really exposed right now. The interesting thing is there's no place to hide. There's so many ways, so many clever ways that we hide. We hide the truth from ourselves. But this morning, it is so clear to me. It is crystal clear the places I've hid. And guess what? There isn't a single one of those places that it works anymore. Not a single one. But then what happens is when you have nothing to lose, when you just have trust in yourself and you know that you have nothing to lose by doing the right thing and speaking up and sharing your truth and sharing your feelings, that's freedom.
Yeah,
that's freedom. Yeah, it is. And you know, one of the big changes I noticed was, I've shared this before, it was my partner's three daughters. I just kept my mouth shut for so many years, and that part of it is gone. Of course, I wanted them to like me. Of course, I wanted my partner not to be in the middle. But I'm over all that now. I don't really care. They've been disrespectful as hell, and they don't deserve anything from me except the truth. And they got a big dose of that.
Yeah.
So, and they probably spoke some of their truth, too.
Yeah, it was a long time coming.
Yeah, and it's not that... I don't even have to judge them for it because, you know, I see all the control that goes on in their family. And I know that it's all fear. It's all the abandonment wound, yep. You know, and that we're all operating from there to some degree or another. And so I don't need to judge it because I'm still working on it. Some people are never going to work on it. That's their deal. But I will continue. I will heal this wound for sure.
Yeah, I asked you that right before we started this podcast. Do you think everybody has an abandonment wound, even ones that came from loving homes with healthy mothers and fathers? And yeah, so you still think that.
How many of those healthy mothers and fathers have you met? Because honestly, I haven't.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. I mean, there's people that have sort of had healthy marriages and stuck it out. There's been, you know, kids that were raised where the parents love them. But does that mean that they escaped? No, they didn't. We've all been, in some way or another, been harmed. We all have. Nobody escapes this. Nobody.
Yeah.
So people may have such a low-level pain that they don't notice it like some of us, that the pain is more obvious. So they probably have no motivation to change anything. The people that are motivated to make changes are the people that are carrying a lot of pain.
So do you think those people are walking around thinking they're very trusting people? But are they?
Yeah, I think that they do. I think they don't know themselves.
Yeah.
I think most people don't know themselves.
Yeah.
Well, you heard me this morning. I spent 2 days trying to understand myself for something, and I've been doing this a long time, and it still was perplexing. This morning the answers came, but I had to really sit with it, and you have to be willing to get honest with yourself. Yeah. You know, we can block it. We're so clever at blocking our truth, but the answers came, and I'm glad that I found the answers, found my truth this morning. Yeah. But most people don't dig that hard.
Mm-mm.
It's more fun to go shopping.
Yeah, it is, but...
Or Disney World, or... Yeah, or whatever.
That darn wound will be there waiting for you when you get home, though. Darn it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't stay at Disney World all the time.
Nope. No, you can't. So that is where our trust issues stem from, though, right? That the abandonment wound, that is the core of
that is
trust. Yeah.
But the only way we can completely heal it is that we have to have safe people to do the healing work with. We have to feel safe to be able to do it.
And don't sabotage those safe relationships. Like, that's key.
Exactly, Jess.
Don't sabotage it and go back to something familiar.
I know you're speaking to yourself right now. I know who you're talking to. You ain't talking to me. You're
don't do it.
Right.
Oh, gosh. I know. I tell them myself on here. Talk about feeling vulnerable. Yeah.
Yep.
I know. Don't want the man. Gosh. Yeah. I do believe that I will let go of this and that this will heal just like you do. I do believe I've been working on healing these trust issues and this abandonment wound for many years now. More so yeah. The last few years, really putting down deeper roots. But yeah, it's just more of it. It's just more of it.
Yeah.
Seeing more of my lonely little self in there. Yeah.
Yep. Your little girl.
They and get the feelings lonely. That come. Yeah, the feelings that come with thinking about really fully, fully giving that up and really investing in completely what's here. Healthy. Like really investing in healthy. And it's not even so much probably about that person. Is it? I mean, it's more about ourselves, right? Maybe fully, completely, 100% trusting ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To not choose something that is going to hurt us, even if it's familiar.
Or hurt a relationship.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big one. We're just going to walk it out, Jess.
It is a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very excited to heal this wound, though. And it requires letting go. It just requires letting go. Yeah. Yep. So.
Well, what's your word today?
That's my word. Well, there it is. Letting go.
Okay. I like those words. I like letting go. Yeah.
I'm going to roll with that one, too.
That's what I was up saying at 3:00 this morning. I told you I was watching this thing. That's exactly what I was saying to myself. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Yep. Let it go.
Let it go. So, any last thoughts?
No, I think that's it for today.
Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!